It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. The Druid Theatre Company from Galway, Ireland, has become a regular visitor to the Lincoln Center Festival. In 2006, the company and its artistic director, the Tony-winning director Gary Hines, presented the complete plays of J.M. Singh in a production called Druid Sing. This year, they're presenting a sequel of sorts, in this case a trio of plays by the contemporary Irish writer Tom Murphy, naturally enough labeled Druid Murphy. It runs through the end of this week at John Jay College Theatre. The three Tom Murphy plays, Charles, are Conversations on a Homecoming, A Whistle in the Dark, and Famine, and they weren't actually written as a trilogy, so does anything link them other than their common author?
Yes, Gary Hines has said that she selected them because they're all dealing with the theme of emigration. The first play, Conversations on a Homecoming, is about a young actor who's gone off to America and has returned home to a small Irish town to see how things have changed, sort of about disillusionment. The second play, Whistle in the Dark, which was his breakthrough play, is sort of the opposite story. It's about an Irishman who has, you know, moved to England, and his family follows him, and a lot of violence ensues. A third play is called Famine, and as you know, it's probably about a famine. It's about the Irish potato famine, which sort of was, of course, this calamitous event in Irish history, which started this huge wave of emigration, which, you know, continued.
Continues to resound now. Now, you saw all three plays in one day. What did you gain or lose by spending all that time with one playwright? And is it how you would recommend seeing this event?
Well, it's funny. I saw Druid Sing in both versions. I saw it actually in separate installments, and then I saw it in all together in one day. And I actually thought, in that case, seeing it in one day really sort of made it more of a momentous experience. And I know there are a lot of people who really like this kind of theater where you're, you know, it's a marathon theater day and only the hardiest will survive. In this case, the plays are very different. So I didn't necessarily think that seeing them all in one day was absolutely necessary, that they spoke to each other in certain ways. And the third play, Famine, is, you know, rather a bleak and depressing play, and it's 3 hours long. Coming at the end of 5 hours of theater, it was a bit of a slog.
Which of the three stood out the most for you?
For me, Conversations on a Homecoming, which is the first play, is the most, I guess I'd say, universal. It's talking about themes of, you know, idealism and how you cling to it even in the face of life itself, which is not always conducive to maintaining your idealism. And also the cost of idealism. You know, it's like one of the characters is trying to retain his youthful romanticism. Another is sort of marinated in cynicism. And so it's sort of a clash of ideas. And I think it speaks to, you know, everybody. It's not just about these particular people in this particular place.
The Druid Theatre Company is famous for its ensemble work. Do they still earn that reputation?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say there is no, as far as I'm concerned, there's no better acting ensemble in the English language theatre. I mean, I've seen, you know, many of their productions over the years now. And a lot of the actors have been with them for decades. And I think there's something very particular, there's a particular quality that comes with, you know, ensembles who've worked together over many, many years. There's a naturalness, an intuitive relationship among them that really makes this kind of a special experience.
Galway's Druid Theatre Company is back in New York presenting Druid Murphy, three plays by Tom Murphy, as part of the Lincoln Center Festival through the end of this week. We go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times each week here on WQXR.